It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell them I'm a blowjob. Now who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, taking another much-needed day off. And I'm joined by Susan Kochevar of the 88 Drive-In. Susan, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. Beautiful day.
Are you excited? Are you up for this?
I am. All 3 hours today.
I know. We're going to do movies in the second hour.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. First of all, I just want to touch on the airstrikes in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, thoughts and prayers to all the people in our military. Anytime we engage in that way, they are put in harm's way.
Yes.
So our thoughts and prayers to all of you who are in the military. Thank you so much for what you do. And, you know, on a lighter note, I just want to mention that I know, Susan, that you are concerned very much about collateral damage when we do strikes. I know that's a big concern of yours. And I just want to let you know that the Biden administration has assured us that none of the strikes hit any of the environment.
Oh, good. Yes, that's important.
Yeah, they made sure of that. You know, I don't know what else they hit. I do hope that it was done for a good reason.
I do as well. I heard that some of the Iranian government helped them with it, but here we are back in war again.
Maybe this is a quick in and out. Let's see how this plays out. I haven't heard any of the intel yet. It was Iranian-backed militias,
mm-hmm.
Supposedly. Yeah, and so, you know, you got to hear more details because what you hear right out of the chute is generally not entirely accurate. So we'll wait on that.
Well, after everything that came out of the Obama administration, and face it, this is just an extension of that, I believe nothing they say. So it'll be a long time before we figure out what they were up to.
That's why I'm going to take my time. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying they're right. I'm saying I want to wait until I hear more. Sound good?
Yes, definitely get some intel.
All right. Next up, impossible question of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The impossible question yesterday, Charlie, we got this one wrong. Only 22% of Americans have visited this historic location. What is it?
Washington Monument.
Good try. We said Mount Rushmore, and it was not that either. It's the National Mall.
Ah.
Where is that?
I've been there, Washington, D.C.
Okay. Mall of America is Minneapolis,
Minnesota.
Correct?
Yep.
Charlie goes there to play on the slides. And I respect that, Charlie. I think that's great that you do that. I've actually been to the Mall of America. It's incredible. It's
Me
like
too.
A whole city in there.
Yes.
Very
and
cool.
A couple years back, a little boy was pushed off the top balcony. And
I heard about that.
Yeah, not a lot happened to the man who pushed him, but the little boy did survive. But boy, that's quite a fall.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine surviving from that fall. Folks, if you've ever been to the Mall of America, it is humongous. And when you fall off one of those levels, oh my gosh. But I'm glad the kid survived. National Mall, only 22% have gone there. Today's question. Give your answer on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 27% of men and 15% of women, okay, so this is kind of gender-based here, 27% of men and 15% of women say they want this item back from their childhood. I would say our thinning hair. what do you have, Charlie? Anything?
Their blankie?
My blankie. Yes. Maybe a childhood toy. I think that's pretty good. Yeah. A childhood toy. I'm going to go with that. Or a blankie, anything like that. Yeah, that all sounds pretty good. Childhood toy. Folks, if you got any answers that are better than ours, and you probably do, KLZ560 Facebook page. Okay, after the break, we're going to be talking with Michelle Thompson of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association because I want to hear how well their Western Stock Show went. You know, that thing we couldn't have here. I want to hear how much money they made that we didn't.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know? Have you noticed that gets me a little irritated?
It does, yes. Me too. I love going.
Exactly. And that they didn't do it. But I want to hear how well they did because, you know, all kinds of people are saying, well, with COVID, you'll never do well with that. Let's hear the truth from Michelle after the break. Also in hour two, it's movie time. Richard Rush joins us this week. And in honor of you, Susan, because you own a theater, we're going to talk about movies that are best on the big screen.
Well, I think that's all of them, but
but you know what I mean. There are movies that, man, when you see them on the big screen, they're so much better than renting it at home. By the way, folks, if you call in with an idea, the number is 303-477-5600, and it's bonus points if you can tell us the first theater where you saw your big screen movie. I'd love to hear it.
Especially if it was a drive-in.
Especially if it was a drive-in, exactly. And finally, in hour three, we'll have our final contestant for the race for Colorado GOP chair, Jonathan Lockwood. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. First up, though, before that, Extreme Auto Repair. They're next, and they want to help you with all your vehicle needs. They've got Cooper tires at cost, and you might want to line up your summer tires pretty soon before prices go up. Just saying. So find Extreme Auto at klzradio.com or give them a call at 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, Ascent Health Centers. If you're looking for an immunity boost, and who isn't, when it comes to COVID, Dr. Julie's got a vital immune pack she can help you with, and there's a great deal right now. $300 off 12 visits with their chiropractic package, which, by the way, they're awesome.
Yes.
At chiropractic. Do you ever do chiropractic?
Yes.
I do too. Love it. Call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, who will be back on Monday, so get ready for that. And Susan Kochevar is sitting to my left. And on the line right now, we have Michelle Thompson, the president of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just got to ask you, do your cards, business cards, weigh heavier because of all the ink it takes to do your title?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever considered, you know, I'm just throwing it out there, Tourism Empress?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Next time I print my cards, I think I might do that.
I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. I have these ideas. Tourism they're Empress. Gems. Write these down.
Okay. I'm writing that one down.
Okay. Yeah, sure she is. Hey, Michelle. Okay. As you know, we did not have our Western Stock Show because, gee golly, it's too dangerous and who would go because everybody's too afraid. You guys did. How did it go?
It went fantastic. You know, we went into the stock show thinking that we'd be happy if we were down a little bit. That's kind of what we anticipated, being down from last year. And that was not the case. We were
really
up from last year.
No.
Yes. Hotel occupancy in Rapid City was higher this year than it was last year. There were a number of sold-out events. You know, it's slower during the middle of the week, which we typically expect anyway. But, yeah, we were up from last year.
Okay, wait. Now, the last time I talked to you, first of all, the expectation from a lot of people, quite honestly, outside your state, was that it was going to crash. It wasn't going to do that well at all. And even you were thinking it was definitely going to be lower than past years just because, you know, the spacing and all the limitations. But you're saying it was up?
It was up, yes.
Okay. I know
that
we're talking.
That's the way you roll in South Dakota.
Okay, so how much money did you steal from Colorado? I mean, sorry, let me put it another way. How much money did you guys make on this?
I would love to be able to tell you that. I have not seen the final numbers on actual numbers of attendance or economic impact that it brought in, but I did see that the numbers that they knew they were up from last year, and I saw the hotel occupancy numbers were up as well. So we'll have to chat again if you want the actual numbers.
Well, that's okay for now, and we will chat again because we always do. For now, just give me a ballpark estimate, just going, and we won't hold you to it. First of all, what was last year's? How'd you guys do?
Oh, man, I'd have to Google that quick. I don't recall.
Okay. Basically, you made many, many millions of dollars.
We made a lot of money, yeah. I mean, granted, our stock show is not nearly as large as your stock show.
No.
But it is the second largest event in South Dakota behind the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. So it's a huge economic impact for us. And so we were thrilled that it did well this year.
Yeah. And by the way, I noticed that after Sturgis, it was not a super spreader event. There was no big spreading everywhere they went back home. They didn't take COVID with them. So I assume we're probably going to see the same thing there. And by the way, for all those who don't know this, I'll just remind you, I went and visited South Dakota, and it's not like they're reckless up there. You guys aren't reckless. You know, everybody seems to, I didn't see anybody coughing on each other. I saw very little mask wearing, to be honest, but everybody had very clean hands, and they were all just very careful and nice to each other from what I saw. Is it pretty much the same now?
It is. You know, and to be honest, if people have not been here, maybe you don't understand the wide open spaces that we have available here, but we really do have great wide open spaces. So we don't necessarily take a lot of the precautions that other areas do, but we do try to be safe. You know, you wear masks if you're in huge crowds, and you wash your hands and sanitize and stay 6 feet back and do all the things you're supposed to be doing. You know, we held our stock show and there were a lot of people there, and it's been a couple of weeks since it was over and we have not seen any increase in our COVID cases. They're actually really low right now.
As we knew you would not see. And by the way, I know you guys were in the news because you went, every single state, by the way, goes through its arc where it hits its hump. And when you guys were in yours, you were in the news. And ever since then, you know, I'm just mystified. I never hear you in the news anymore. All of a sudden, South Dakota doesn't exist because your case has dropped like a rock. I've been watching. And also, little tidbit, you guys are third in the nation in rate of vaccination. Did you know that?
Wow.
I had heard that. Yeah, we're doing pretty well there.
Yeah, and you guys don't shove anybody into it, but you have it very available. And I guess from what I've been hearing, just reading, because I read up on some of the states, you guys are just hyper organized. It's very, very organized. If somebody needs it, obviously anybody in an at-risk group, but anybody else who's interested and wants it, you guys are so organized they can get it quickly and easily. whereas in some other places it's not so easy. And it's just been very impressive. So hats off to you guys up in South Dakota.
Well, thanks. We like being in the news for the good things that we do. We've got a couple of other great things in the news lately. Have you seen South Dakota mentioned at all for possibly doing the Mount Rushmore fireworks again, or for being featured in the great movie Nomadland?
Oh, no, this stuff is coming next. First of all, absolutely. You see, she got a step ahead of me.
That stuff sounds great.
Most people are a step ahead of me. So, Michelle, you're in a large crowd, just so you know. One quick thing before you go there. You guys also are tied for the lowest unemployment rate in the entire country now.
Yeah, 3%, I believe, is what I just saw.
You show-offs. So basically, you know, right now they're talking in Washington about giving out billions and trillions and zillions of dollars and all this. And you guys, basically, by being adult and mature, don't need it. Because you've got an economy that's rolling, especially with people like you ramping up the tourism and doing a great job with that. Okay, now going forward, what's coming next, like what you just said?
Well, we are thrilled that the movie Nomadland was released, and it is getting such acclaim. I don't know if you've seen it, but if you haven't seen it, go check it out. They feature the Badlands very prominently. They go to Wall Drug, they go to Reptile Gardens, and Custer State Park, and it just is an absolutely fantastic portrayal of how beautiful this area is.
Nomadland. Everybody at Nomadlands, you might want to look for that. Is it like online? How do people see that?
You can see it in the theaters or on Hulu. It's with Frances McDormand, and she's kind of
awesome.
A nomad in the movie. Yeah, she's fantastic.
What an actress.
Really great job.
What an I know everybody brings up Fargo, but how can't you?
She was
so incredible. So she stars in Nomadland. Hey, really quick, if you don't mind, what's it about?
She is basically a nomad. She is in traveling in her van and staying in her van. She's converted into a camper, and she's going to all sorts of different places and lands in South Dakota for a while, works at Wall Drug and at Badlands National Park. And it's just a great story, and it's perfect timing because people are looking for outdoor experiences in wide open spaces, and it really shows the beauty of the Badlands area.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Okay, and now what were you saying, fireworks show?
Yes, we are talking Mount Rushmore fireworks again on the 3rd of July. Our governor is working hard with the federal government to try and get the fireworks back this year because it is with the National Park Service as well. So we're very hopeful that we'll be able to bring those back, and we hope that people will watch, check out blackhillsbadlands.com and see if we're able to pull through and host the fireworks at Mount Rushmore again.
Okay, Michelle, let me ask you a weird question here. Why would anybody not have fireworks? I have a hard time connecting that with COVID. By the way, COVID, we're starting to hit, especially you guys up there with your vaccination rate, but we're starting to hit herd immunity here. So I'm not quite sure why it's even a concern at this point, but why I've never caught COVID from fireworks. Is it just because people group together somewhat to watch them?
Actually, I believe this year it's less of a COVID issue and more of an environmental issue. There have been a lot of studies that have done to show that there is not a large environmental impact. So it is a safe event to host the way they do the fireworks now. But I believe that is a concern of some people that potentially they may not want us to keep holding the fireworks.
Okay, you see, I guess that's why I didn't understand. You don't know this, but I was a manager at a casino for a decade up in Black Hawk, Colorado. And we had big fireworks displays every 4th of July up there, and there was never any environmental impact whatsoever. And that's why, I mean, you always do your studies in advance of any large event, and they did with that. But there was never any fallout. I guess that's why I didn't see that coming. So anyway, it's great to hear that you guys are going to have it. Is that for sure or for almost sure?
It's not a for sure thing. I just thought maybe you might have seen it out in the news because it has been talked about a little bit. We did host it last year for the first time in 10 years, and President Trump was here for that event. And we're hoping to be able to host it this year and have invited President Biden as well.
And amazingly, the entire Black Hills did not burn down, which is
exactly
what we'd expect. Hey, here in a few weeks, I'm going to be coming back up there because I just want to I want to go to a state where I can actually, live a little bit. And so what is coming up next? What's coming in March, maybe April?
Okay, well, of course, I just have to briefly mention that tomorrow are the outhouse races in Nemo, so I'm excited to check those out. The outhouse races. They will be racing outhouses, which is what, of course, everybody should be doing in the winter in the Black Hills.
Well, yes, of course. So
that'll be a fun event. And then
you can't race on from that. Sorry, pardon the pun. You must describe this. How do you race outhouses? What are you talking about?
Well, in any way you possibly can, you put wheels on it somehow and cart them down the road. And,
so they're like go-karts.
Racing outhouses, yeah.
Are they standing straight up or laying up?
They're standing straight up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, and that is tomorrow. Where is that?
That is in Nemo, South Dakota, right outside of Rapid City.
Okay. Wow. Okay, folks, if you're going to be up there this weekend, you don't want to miss that. And Michelle, what else is coming?
Well, March is a little bit slower month for us for outdoor or for events in general, but Deadwood always has things going on, of course, as you know. March, they've got their St. Patrick's Day weekend celebration. That's always a lot of fun because Deadwood is a fun little party town, and so there'll be a lot of people there for that.
Hey, you know, really quick here, I'm spacing. When's St. Patrick's again? I totally forget. I don't know why I'm forgetting that.
Yeah, it's the 17th, and the celebration in Deadwood takes place the weekend prior. That will start, it's the weekend of the 13th and 14th, 12th, 13th, 14th.
Rats. I'm going to be up the weekend after, but that's okay. That's cool. Oh. I have to go to Deadwood. Wow. You know that. I love Deadwood.
Yes. Well, there's always something fun to do. Check out the entertainment at the Saloon Number 10 and
will do.
See what else is going on.
Okay.
Yeah, and then in April, they have their Forks, Corks, and Kegs, which is their food, wine, and beer festival. In April,
what is
we've
that?
Also got
say it
Corks
again.
And Kegs.
Forks.
Corks.
Corks. And Kegs.
And Kegs.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Another great celebration. You know, it's winter in South Dakota. You might as well celebrate food, beer, and wine, right?
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. If you want to have fun and actually live a little bit and relax a little bit, you know where you got to go. You got to go to South Dakota. It's about 5 hours northeast of here. Takes a little time to get up there, but it's totally worth it. Spend a couple days, grab a hotel room, and just relax. I can't tell you how freeing it feels and just how much fun it is. And one last thing, how beautiful it is. The Black Hills are striking. They are just striking. I mean, some of the waterfalls you have there and all the greenery, it's just amazing to look at.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It really is a pretty incredible place, and we invite everybody to come up and see us.
All right. Michelle, how can people learn more about you?
Well, we would love to have everybody hop on our website, blackhillsbadlands.com. Or they can give us a call at the Black Hills Visitor Information Center at 605-355-3700.
All right. Fantastic, Michelle. We'll have you back, okay?
Sounds great. I look forward to talking to you again.
You bet. Have a great weekend. Okay, folks.
All right,
coming up after the break, we're going to be talking a lot about CPAC and be playing some clips. So get ready for that. Get ready for a little. Are you ready for a little Don Jr.?
I am.
Are you up for Don Jr.?
He's feisty. He went on a rant.
I love Don Jr. rants. I love them. But first, you know what I love? I love Franktown Firearms.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. They're next. And right now, the wait time is about 3 to 4 days to buy a firearm. If you're looking to start a collection or add to it, get in now before those wait times get longer. 720-770-7777 or find Franktown at klzradio.com.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Purefoy Chevrolet, you know, if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they've got you covered with lots and lots of great cars at a place where you're treated like family. Check out the new 2021s at purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet, find new roads.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial. You know, a lot of us find purpose in our jobs, but what about finding purpose in our retirement? Well, that's a lot easier to do when Al Smith from Golden Eagle helps plan how we save our money and then use it to its fullest potential. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com. Let Al Smith help you find your financial purpose.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
PBIs, those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, have been and are passing legislation, executive orders, rules, regulations, taxes, fees, ordinances, etc., that are clearly direct affronts on the natural rights protected by the United States Constitution of everyday hardworking Americans. Kim Munson here. Monday, Will Trackman, Associate General Counsel for Mountain States Legal Foundation, joins me to share the important cases they are working on to protect your constitutional rights. You won't want to miss this important show. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, and along with me is Susan Kochevar. Are you ready for Don Jr.?
I'm ready.
Well, for crying out loud, Charlie, quit keeping us waiting. Let's have some Don Jr.
Speaking of bombing the Middle East, have you seen Liz Cheney's poll numbers? No, listen, the one thing I'll say for Liz Cheney is I'm sure she has a lot of bipartisan support, because if there's one thing that she and Joe Biden definitely want to do, it's bomb the Middle East. Everything else is a disaster. Everything else is just rhino policies, the kinds of policies that put the Republican Party in a position where they needed a Donald Trump. No, seriously. Liz Cheney and her politics are only slightly less popular than her father is at a quail hunt. What? Fact checkers, please have at it. Fact check true. Liz Cheney, she hates Donald Trump and his policies because her family has a long history of friendly fire. But she also hates them because she's tied to an establishment that has done nothing but fail us time and time again. You've heard the rhetoric from some of them over the last couple weeks, and now you've seen that change very quickly. Because if there's one thing the Republican Party has been really good at over the last few decades, it's snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. They've caved to every special interest. They've caved to corporate America. They've caved and bowed to the radical left that hates their guts, hates their values, and hates their freedoms. Lincoln Project Liz, as I'd like to call her, is the leader of that failed movement. And if we want to go back to losing, if we want to go back to an America Last policy, we should be following that. But I don't, and I don't think anyone in this room does either. So, you know what, guys? The first 30 days has been a disaster. The lies the media told you wouldn't happen are all happening. But hey, at least they have a diverse cabinet. It's very diverse. That's what we saw, right? What is the policy of the SBA? Well, first and foremost, we appointed a woman. Well, that's wonderful. Is she competent? Because there's competent women and there's incompetent women, just like there's competent men and incompetent men. We've seen that. We know that to be a fact. But when you don't have policy to address the incompetence and think you can get away with it by just talking about diversity blindly, it's sort of a problem, isn't it? This month alone, they've banned the Muppets, right? I mean, if there's things that you thought were sort of above cancellation, you would be wrong.
Wow.
That's a rant, isn't it? Going right after the Republican establishment and the oligarchy. Well, awesome.
Well, let's talk about Liz. I want to get your thoughts on this. I believe that when I look at Liz Cheney, that is the craziest decision to go after Trump I have ever seen.
It is. There's no reason for it.
Look at her state.
Yeah.
This is a red state.
She was censured.
Yes. She was censured in her state. And by the way, it wasn't close.
No.
And, you know, it's every single head-to-head, you know, mano a mano primary poll, she's getting clobbered.
Yep. I think every single Republican that voted against Trump, there were like seven of them, six of them have been censured by their states. That was really not a good move.
No, it wasn't a good move. No, I don't. Was Susan Collins? I don't think she was.
I think she's the one that was not.
But that makes sense. And we've always said this. Susan Collins is in a blue state. We understand Susan Collins, you got to do what you got to do. We don't care. It's all good. Just give us that number, you know, a number one by the R's in the Senate. But these other ones, Liz Cheney destroyed her career.
Yes.
Okay. She could have sat in that seat for the next two decades. She could easily have sat there that long because no one's asking her to be a Trump, you know, puppet.
Right.
We're just saying be a team player. We're just saying be loyal to, forget Trump. Forget Trump for a moment, Liz. Be loyal to the team that got you elected. They love Trump. And they're not, but they don't, you know, they don't look at Trump as their messiah. They just like the fact that he fought for them. But when you go after someone who fought for them, what does that say to them?
Well, and doing something for the impeachment, just let that go. That whole thing was silly and ridiculous. Just let it go. Just don't vote for it.
The entire time they showed not one single scintilla of evidence that Trump was connected to it. They simply said, By his words, he started off these attacks. Ludicrous. First of all, they were planned by people who aren't even connected to him beforehand. Would some of these people claim to support him? I'm sure some would. There's weirdos in every large movement. 75 million people voted for him. There's going to be some weirdos in a group that large.
Yeah.
I haven't known a group of 75 people that didn't have some weirdos. Okay, in any group. It doesn't matter. It could be atheist, Christian, gay, straight, old, young, male, female. I've never met a group of 75 people where there weren't a few that you look at and say, okay, don't get out often. Right. But for crying out loud, there was no connection to him and those who plotted the attacks. And if you're going to say his words spawned them, then at that point, you've flung open the doors to saying the words of any politician.
Yeah, they're changing the meaning of peaceful.
Exactly.
At that point.
Anytime a politician questions whether their election was legit, whether they lost legitimately, you can say they're causing violence based on that.
And Democrats have done that for years.
Yes. They've questioned elections, and their people went out and did very violent things.
Yes.
So how can we not, you know, am I missing something here?
No, I don't think so. I'm kind of tired of Crazy Town, though, I'll tell you.
Okay, let me before we go on to the next clip, and we may wait until after the break, but I want to ask about Don Jr. Let's talk future. Now, you know, people are talking about Don Sr. running again. I'm on the train of no, I don't believe Donald Trump will run in 24. And not because he can't, but because there's too much young talent coming up in the party. He did too good of a job leading and, you know, cultivating this movement. And now you've got too many tremendous young talents. You got Kristi Noem. You've got, what's his name?
Ron DeSantis.
I always forget Ron DeSantis.
A lot of them.
I remember Ron, but I always forget DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a rock star. He is. Oh, by the way, how about Don Jr.? So let me ask you, who would you want just between these two to run for president in 24, Don or Don Jr.?
I'd probably be happy, really, with either one of them. One of the things about Trump is, somebody said today earlier, well, what, he's kind of in a box now. What else is he going to go do? Because they're after him and all the other, you know, business ventures and stuff like that. So he's a fighter, proven. I was pretty happy with most of the things he did. But Don Jr., if you read his books, he gets it. His grandparents were in a, you know, lived in a communist country, and he visited there. He understands communism and this terrible direction we're going. He's extremely articulate. He's funny. He's a fighter, too. So I think he would be a good choice as well.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say it. He's a much better debater than his dad. And his
he is.
His dad is an incredible. I'm going to say it. Donald Trump, I think, was the best president of my lifetime, along with Reagan.
Yeah.
Okay, pick one. I don't care which. I love them both. You know, you're not going to love everything about either, but I just thought they did a great job. And oh, my goodness. When I look at Don Jr., I see somebody who is so eloquent, so driven, so fast afoot.
Yes, he's 1,000 times more articulate.
Exactly. And when you look at his dad, here's my question. People say, well, what's he going to do? My question is, what wouldn't work? And what I mean is this. Remember, right now, there's an unbelievable amount of pent-up buying power amongst conservatives. They want to buy anything they can from any conservative they can. You know, the MyPillow guy was thrown out of store after store after store. His sales are way up.
Yes.
Okay, it's all online. Anything where, any place that is run by a conservative, that is managed by a conservative, that is owned by a conservative or whatever. Now, with a hotel, you're going to have to deal with, obviously, the politicians who run that area. Right?
Yes.
And that's going to make it very hard to run like Trump Hotel and things like that. But is there any online platform that Trump could start that wouldn't boom?
Oh, that's for sure. And I think he's talked about some of that and toyed with the idea of buying a network or building one.
Okay. How about, is there any PAC to back up more liberty-oriented candidates in primaries that would be run by Donald Trump that wouldn't boom?
Well, I think he's generated more campaign contributions than anybody in the Republican Party ever.
Yes. Here's what I think. With all that pent-up buying power and pent-up just readiness that's out there right now in the conservative public, I think anything Donald J. Trump touches is going to turn to gold.
Hopefully, if he passes the baton, hopefully it's to somebody who really deserves it and can carry it.
In my opinion, there are four people right now who, between these four, you can't miss. Okay. My only problem with Don Jr., and he's one of the four, is that, you know, people are tired of legacy candidates. No more Bushes, no more Clintons, and the Trumps, just by the name, you know, by having the name, the Trumps would have to fall into that. But he is so good at what he does, I don't think it'd matter.
Yes.
Here are the four people who I think for the presidency, you almost have to have them on the ticket. Okay. DeSantis, Kristi Noem. And those two right now are just unbelievable rock stars. Obviously, Don Jr., but I'm going to throw out another one because he has been knocking it out of the park anytime he gets near a camera, and that is Rand Paul.
Yes, he has really been a fighter.
Yes, and can you imagine Rand Paul, after what you saw him do to that nominee a couple days ago, who was basically saying, hey, we can allow the young people to decide on whether they're going to be basically dismembered and so forth because of their, you know, they just want to explore themselves sexually. And that's, you know, do what you want, but these are kids. Okay.
Yeah.
He tore her limb from limb, but Susan, that wasn't the first time. He's done it several times now. You can go back and get clips of Rand Paul over the last 6 months rocking person after person after person. Imagine him in a debate against Joe Biden.
It's true. Yeah. Well, I don't think Joe can at this point. I heard something today, an interview with him. I couldn't even understand what he was saying.
No.
Completely mumbling.
Right. And so I'm just saying, and when we come back from the break, we'll get into some more clips from several people and we're going to reel right through them. I just wanted to ask you about some of these because I'm thinking those four right now are rising in such prominence. And we're going to hear from another one, Josh Hawley, but I don't think he's going to be in that group. Okay. That these people are so good and they're so devoted to the entire message that Trump brought. I think he's going to enjoy being kingmaker after 2022 because he's going to win so many primaries. And I think he's going to enjoy that more than being king. And I think he's going to love the team that's coming up. So I don't think it's going to be a matter of him passing the baton, but instead dubbing the next leader. I think he's just going to enjoy it.
Could be.
Okay, there you go. But first off, Michael Bailey Law, you know, when it comes to setting up your will, you want someone who listens and covers all the details. That's Michael Bailey. Michael knows all the problems that come from wills and estates that aren't set up correctly, and he wants to prevent all that for those closest to you. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Okay, a good shop is up next. They are on the cutting edge. They have outstanding equipment, technicians, but also, this is kind of cool, Susan, they got a mobile estimating tool on their website, so listeners can get their estimates through their mobile app.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Well, so have this number handy, 720-541-7697, or you can find their contact form at klzradio.com. Bad accident, you need a good shop.
Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started A Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, "The first thing you do is find a good shop." Even back then, Al saw the way the corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Novus Auto Glass, they work with all insurance companies, and if you need a windshield replaced with lane departure warning or lane keep assist, they all have that now, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Pretty much. Well, then you need a calibration as well. They can take care of that and still work through your insurance company. Go to rushtoreason.com/novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at RushToReason.com.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John at RushToReason.com.
Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, what we're going to do is just race through three different speakers. First up, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I have to tell you, I absolutely love the state of Florida. I mean, really, what's not to love compared to California and New York, right? But Joe did not disappoint because just like we told you, he is leading from behind. However, with Joe Biden sort of bumbling his way through the first month, the reporters probably in the back of the room are trying desperately to write our obituary. But we are alive and well in this country. The press wants you to believe that the American conservative movement is fractured. They want America to believe that this movement is dead. Newsflash. To those out there, we aren't going anywhere. It's the thousands of conservatives here today and the millions across this country who are not going to be silenced. And we are definitely not going to cede this fight to the socialists and the communists who want to see our nation burn. The fight for liberty, the fight for conservative values, and the fight for the heart and soul of this nation will not be abandoned. That fight continues right here and right now with all of us. And that's because the America First policies and programs, we're not going anywhere. This movement is not going anywhere. And I can promise you this. President Trump is not going anywhere. He is here to stay. We love President Trump, and I'll tell you, I will confidently say that President Trump from his desk at Mar-a-Lago will accomplish more for America in the next 4 years than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris could ever dream of. That is because we are not giving up. The Republican Party is being reborn thanks to President Trump. It is being reborn as the party of the working class, of minorities, of hardworking American men and women. The party of America First. The party of President Trump. And we bid a farewell to the weak-kneed, the spineless, and the cowards that are posing in D.C. pretending that they're working for the people. Let's send them a pink slip straight from CPAC. What do you say?
And let's close with one of my favorites, Ted Cruz.
And they look at Donald J. Trump and they look at the millions and millions of people inspired who went to battle fighting alongside President Trump, and they're terrified. And they want him to go away. Let me tell you this right now. Donald J. Trump ain't going anywhere. And there is a natural pendulum to politics. And the country will come back to sanity. And mark my words, 2022 is going to be a fantastic election year. And so is 2024 as we stand together and defend liberty, defend the Constitution, defend the Bill of Rights of every American. In the immortal words of William Wallace, freedom!
You got to love Ted.
Yeah, I do.
You got to love. By the way, he's one of those guys who does look better with the beard.
I think so, yeah.
The beard absolutely works. Okay, they took a lot of shots at some of the establishment. And by the way, that doesn't mean moderates. There are moderate Republicans who are great team players.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
true.
They just have some moderate views, right? And nothing wrong with that. That's great. It's a big tent. I like a big tent. Just be loyal to the family.
And to the party
Don't burn
platform.
The tent.
Yeah. So what do you think Kimberly Guilfoyle meant when she said Donald Trump can do so much from his desk at Mar-a-Lago? That's kind of reminds me of the Obama era where he was behind the desk doing things to, you know, hurt the Trump administration and, you know, kind of a shadow government. So I'm anxious to see what Trump's working on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think my belief is that she's talking about being a kingmaker. I think she's talking about he's going to remake the Republican Party. Once again, Donald Trump's a deal maker. He doesn't ask people to be ideological purists. He asks them to be team players. He asks them to be loyal, not to him, but to principle, to the party platform, like you said, and to each other.
Yep.
And by the way, they took a lot of shots here. We got just a minute left. They took a lot of shots at some of those establishment people. You know what? Those establishment people are losing beyond their jobs because they are going to get primaried out. They're losing the chance to make big money speaking at things like this.
It's true.
Those guys would, I mean, a lot of them were regular speakers at CPAC, at Western Conservative Summit, and all these places. They're gone. So where are they going to speak now? And now they do their little cruises where you're spending money to go hobnob with them. Who's going to spend money to hobnob with them anymore? Nobody.
Nobody.
So they have given up everything.
Yeah, I don't think the party is near as fractured as they think.
No, I don't think so either. I think that they have strengthened it.
I think so.
They've strengthened its resolve, and they have cost themselves unbelievable sums of money going forward. Anyway, listening to all this, it gets me pretty excited. I'm pretty hyped. I'm pretty ready. But more importantly, I'm ready for movies in the next hour. We're going to do movies that work on the big screen. Once again, folks, if you want to call in, it's 303-477-5600 for movies that you think are best on the big screen. The Rush to Reason text line is 307-200-8222. Bonus points if you can tell us what theater you went to see this movie. Sound good?
Sounds fun.
Okay, we will be right back with Richard Rush on Movie Time here at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.